This is Pastor Jim with Passion for Truth Ministries on the Gushuan Radio Network.
Psalm 25:4. Make me know your ways, Yehovah. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth, and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. My hope is in you all day long. Remember your compassion and grace, Yehovah, for these are ages old. Don't remember my youthful sins or transgressions, but remember me according to your grace for the sake of your goodness, Yehovah. Yehovah is good and he is fair. This is why he teaches sinners the way to live, leads the humble to do what is right, and teaches the humble to live his way. All of Yehovah's paths are grace and truth to those who keep his covenant and instructions. Sometimes in our pursuit of Yehovah, the sensation that he is present is noticeable on a number of levels. Whether it's a physical rush, a quickening of the spirit, or simply knowing in your conscience that he is with you, a believer should testify to those times. While these things might be difficult to explain for those who recognize the indwelling presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, certain instances can be recalled when the Comforter has made his presence known. Since Ruach HaKodesh has been given to Yehovah's people to empower them to accomplish his will, he is fulfilling his responsibilities to use willing vessels to build and extend his kingdom, or Malkut Shamayim. Just before Yeshua ascended into heaven, he gave his anxious followers these comforting declarations. Acts 1:7. He answered, "You don't need to know the dates or the times. The Father has kept these under his own authority. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. You will be my witnesses both in Yerushalayim and in all Yehuda and Shomron, indeed to the ends of the earth." Beyond a shadow of a doubt, those who have been born again are to be empowered with Ruach HaKodesh. When you couple these words with some additional words that Yeshua made during the Passover Seder with the Talmudim prior to his death, you see what Ruach HaKodesh is doing in the lives of Yehovah's people. John 14:16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforting counselor like me, the Spirit of Truth, to be with you forever. The world cannot receive him, because it neither sees nor knows him. You know him, because he is staying with you, and will be united with you. But the counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything, that is, he will remind you of everything I have said to you." With further parallel passages and study, one finds that the Helper, also commonly referred to as the Comforter, Teacher, is the Ruach HaKodesh, who is not only empowering believers, but teaching them the things that will allow Yehovah's people to accomplish his mission for the world. With this as a preamble in my thoughts, recognizing that things do not occur by random chance, but instead are ordained for his purposes, the opportunity to be instructed by the teacher this morning awakened me early. By studying the words of Psalm 25, I see what David communicated was in essence a discussion about the narrow way that Yeshua expanded in his own teaching. The first verse that we consider establishes the theme for the meditation, Psalm 25:4. "Make me know your ways, Yehovah, teach me your paths." By looking at the Hebrew and doing some word searches on terms for way and path, we find the singular term derek appearing as your ways, or plural, which is derekeka, is used 775 times in the Tanakh. Its related verb form is derak, used in Psalm 25:9, describing how Yehovah leads, or darak, the humble in justice. The book of Genesis is the first time the word is used, chapter 3, verse 24. "So he drove the man out, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden the Kevarim, and a flaming sword which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life." This term is first used to describe the ultimate desire of all creatures created in the image and likeness of Yehovah, the innate aspiration to achieve or receive the benefits of eating from the tree of life. For the balance of the scriptures, that as a direct result of the fall of humanity, the way has been blocked. The scriptures define the way and the paths that are required for achieving eternal life. Lamentably, our fallen flesh does not necessarily perform the requirements because, as Yeshua later states it, one must lose his life to gain eternal life. Mark 8:35. "For whoever wants to save his own life will destroy it, But whoever destroys his life for my sake and for the sake of the good news will save it. Indeed, what will it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? What can a person give in exchange for his life? For if someone is ashamed of me and what I say in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. King David, through the trials of his life, understood what was required to receive the favor and eternal blessing of the Holy One. David pleads for Yehovah to teach him his ways and paths. He understands that the Holy Spirit is his teacher or helper. He cries out for instruction and leading. Phrases like lead me, instruct me, and teach me permeate these scriptures. As we reflect on those pleas, realize what Yeshua did later as he answered supplications given to him in a very unique manner. Now that the Ruach HaKodesh has taken up residence in the hearts of his followers, he can now intimately lead, teach, and instruct us from the inside out. This is what Shaul describes when he states that believers are to be led by Ruach and walk by the Ruach. Romans 8:4. So that the just requirement of the Torah might be fulfilled in us who do not run our lives according to what our old nature wants, but according to what the Spirit wants. All who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons. For if you did not receive a spirit of slavery to bring you back again into fear, on the contrary, you received the Spirit who makes us sons and by whose power we cry out, Abba, that is, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our own spirits that we are children of God. Galatians 5:16. What I am saying is this. Run your lives by the Spirit. Then you will not do what your old nature wants. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism. Since it is through the Spirit that we have life, let it also be through the Spirit that we order our lives day by day. Once we realize just how narrow the gate truly is, Matthew 7:13, go in through the narrow gate, for the gate that leads to destruction is wide and the road broad, and many travel it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And that Yeshua is the way, the truth, and life, John 14:16. It is imperative that we depend on Ruach HaKodesh to guide us to the way while teaching us along the paths. At this hour, many Spirit-filled people all over the globe are coming to the realization with increasing intensity. The most tangible evidence of those who are seeking and asking for instruction in methods very similar to David's heartfelt pleas is the increase of the regular study of Torah. Since Yehovah is faithful to his word, as Spirit-led believers seek answers to their questions and desire more intimacy with Yehovah, he is directing them to the ancient paths. Certainly, the troubling times and personal challenges of seeking forgiveness from sin are no different than they were in David's time. Today, there are believers all over the world, largely from divergent non-Jewish backgrounds, who several years ago probably did not even know what the word Torah meant. But because they had the indwelling presence of Ruach HaKodesh, who has been diligently teaching them about the ways of Yehovah, they knew who to call upon for the answers. The fact that our return to our Hebraic roots is multiplying is a comforting reality. Our Father is preparing a people who will have a testimony of Yeshua and walk in his ways or commandments. The word of Yehovah can be relied upon for its veracity. As a result of a return to the study of Torah and discovering just what the scriptures say about the way to eternal life, people are being set free from many of their besetting sins. Since the plan of the enemy has been to keep us subject to the consequences of our sin, thus negating or minimizing our usefulness because of the obstacles we place between ourselves and Yehovah, the blessings of Yehovah can be outweighed by the consequences of sin. The principle that one will reap what he sows applies to believers or non-believers. If you murder someone, commit adultery, slander someone, blaspheme, or disregard the Shabbat rest, you will reap some penalties associated with those transgressions. This does not mean you will be stoned or necessarily sent outside a camp, but whatever the father decides should be your punishment, that is what will be meted out. You cannot expect to be free from the consequences of sin just because you're born again. If your testimony is like many of those who have come to a revelation about the blessings of pursuing the Holy One of Israel through a diligent study of Torah, then you should relate to what I am saying. We each have the responsibility to examine Yehovah's word and implore him for answers. I am returning to the intimacy of reading, reflection, and pondering the great truths of Yehovah available in Torah. I hear what David is saying when he makes the following confession in Psalm 25:10. All Yehovah's paths are grace and truth to those who keep his covenant and instructions. In order to know all the paths of Yehovah and how they demonstrate his loving kindness, we have to know them. In order to know them, we have to spend some time reading, meditating, and considering them. And I know of no better way than to diligently examine Torah in a consistent manner. Speak to Aharon and his sons, and tell them this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Ivareka Yehovah Berishmareka, Yer Yehovah Panaf Aleka Vikineka, Yisa Yehovah Panaf Aleka Viyasem Laka Shalom. May Yehovah bless you and keep you. May Yehovah make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Yehovah lift his face towards you and give you peace.
You are my witnesses for all the world around. Raise the silver trumpets and bring forth a mighty sound. You are my witnesses to confirm my true. Sound the trumpets loud and clear as I declare to you.
What on earth is that? That's not worship. That's not how you praise Yahshua. You praise Yahshua with every fiber of your body. The Yahshuan Radio Network is giving you the best sermons on the internet, the best teachers on the internet, and we are breaking some stained glass windows.